John Lendorf, welcome back. The holiday season well underway, and in this season of parties, some people don't want to have gatherings at their homes because they're too messy. That would be me.
And that would be me. And just the thought of having people over to your house sends people into, I believe the word is paroxysm. It's like a, you know, it causes them so much physical and psychological grief that it's not possible for them to just invite people over to have some pie. I ran across this wonderful concept of scruffy hospitality that I love. It's from the Reverend Jack King, wonderful writer. And he says, scruffy hospitality means you're not waiting for everything in your house to be in order before you host and serve friends in your home. It means you hunger for more good conversation and serving a simple meal of what you have, not what you don't have. It means you're more interested in quality conversation than the impression your home makes. If we only share meals with friends when we're excellent, when we're feeling great, when things are perfect, then we aren't truly sharing life together. It just struck me that I really do enjoy having people over, but I get overwhelmed by the perfection part of it.
You're inspiring me because my hospitality will be scruffy.
And there you go.
All right.
Speaking of scruffy.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, that quote, and for helping us consider what's really important, a perfect house or having people
and
over.
And I'll be waiting to hear the social occasion you hosted. Yes, right, yeah. And you too out there.
Yeah. What else is on your mind? I know that in this week's Nibbles column, you have taking a look at dusty food appliances.
Yes, and you know what prompted me to do this?
You have some.
Well, I have some. Not only that, KGNU had their annual festive holiday party. And I made soup, and I realized I had to keep it warm. And I thought, you know, somewhere in the back here, I know I have a crock pot. And I pulled it out, and I'm not sure how many years it had been. But I don't have a lot of things sitting on the back of the shelf, but I started to realize how many people get these appliances that do one thing. The bread maker, the deep fryer, the rotisserie, whatever.
The frother.
The frother. Actually, frothers can be fun.
Okay. Well, you know, that's funny.
And then you have to keep it around. It follows you through life. It ends up on the shelf at Salvation Army, you know, because you couldn't get rid of it. And, Sam, what's the best thing you ate lately?
Well, my wife and I were in downtown Denver, and we ate at Sam's Number 3 Diner, mm-hmm. the iconic diner there. It's Curtis and... Mm-hmm. 15th or so.
Great name.
Great name, yes. Sam's, that's my number 3. And I had this gigantic burrito. It had like 6 eggs in it. The server warned me. And I said, well, I'll take half of it home. But the green chili, excellent, really. It's a classic diner. It's been on the Food Network. They really do a nice job with their green chili.
They do, and they also have a place in, I believe, Cherry Creek, or on Cherry Street, and in Aurora.
That's Sam's Number something else, right?
Yeah. Well, 3.5.
Sam's Diner. You can listen to Archived Radio Nibbles at news.kgnu.org. And if you have any questions or comments, John would love to hear from you. The email address is radionibbles@kgnu.org.
Party on, people.
Hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake, Mandrake. Having a derby, Irving.